Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
What would you cross the country for? There's a bit of school sport on today, the Riverland District Cross Country Carnival. Now, this is going to freak you out, Brooke.
Mm.
It's an event that's open for years, years 4 to year 12.
Oh.
That is students born between 2002 and 2012.
2012? I got together with Corbin in that year. That is so
There's 10-year-olds maybe running this event today that are younger than your relationship. You are so old, Brooke.
I'm so old. Weirdly enough, because I am still all about the inter-school spirit, if there is anyone out there today attending, I would love to know which school wins. I'm not going to go into it too much, but I would like to know which school does win.
You've still got a stake in the race.
Absolutely, I do. Just for the record as well, I did do some Google mapping. Technically speaking, crossing the country from up here in the Riverland, you're kind of looking at Broome, which is 3,100 kilometres away.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so would you go that far for whatever it might be?
You'd probably have to do some swimming at some point if you're leaving from here.
Possibly. Yeah, well, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Chuck in and make it a triathlon.
Look, if you're crossing the desert, it's probably the least of your worries, a bit of water.
Yeah, true. For me, it's always food, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a restaurant called Vapiano's, which we were introduced to overseas, but it actually, there's one in Sydney and I think one in Brisbane, and it's pretty much Subway for pasta and pizza. It's great.
Oh,
you get
okay.
to like choose what you put on it or what your toppings are and you watch them make
so
it in front of you.
Maybe not the classiest joint.
No, it's pretty cool. It's really, really cool. They're usually multi-story, very like industrial chic. They're quite cool. I wouldn't say they're not classy.
Okay.
They're not fast food by any means because they are making it fresh in front of you.
I suppose,
and it's really cool.
Yeah, pizza takes a bit of time.
But I think I would cross the country for one of those pastas. They're really, really good.
Well, why not go to the headquarters in Cologne, Germany? I've just looked that up.
Well, there you go. I'd cross the world for that one then.
Wowee. Open up the borders. Brooke's got to get a pizza.
I will get there. I think that's a big one though. I mean, even here in the Riverland, I know I've talked about this before, but I know for my parents, before McDonald's was open here in the Riverland, people would drive to Mildura just for some Mackie D's or some KFC.
Well, even Whitey's based in Barmara, he'll occasionally have to make the trip up to Renmark just for some KFC.
Yeah, the whole half an hour.
Yeah. I can never quite work it out because, like, let's say I live in Renmark. Let's say I want to go to Golden Elephant and get some, you know, a bit of takeaway. I kind of have to eat it in Berry or eat it cold.
On the way, yeah. And that's hard because they're curries. What would you cross the country for?
Well, I almost did this on Saturday. There's a squid food truck that's based out of Tanunda.
Yum.
Back when I was working in Spencer Gulf, you'd go to the York Peninsula field days and the squid truck would be there and you'd just go ham every day of the field days. You'd splurge and have never actually sort them out since. It's been about 3 years. I almost drove 2 hours to Tanunda to grab some squid and eat it, maybe get another round of squid. Maybe I'd go 2 helpings and then drive back.
Make it worth your while.
It's going so close to Adelaide to not go.
Yeah, but you talk a lot about that squid off air. I know the story of how good that squid is.
Is the batter lemony? Are they putting zest into the batter? Are they mixing that up? How do they do it?
You might have to drive the 2 hours to find out.
And it's not to say there's not great squid here in the Riverland. Loxton Club, brilliant.
Gorgeous, yeah. But you just want that nostalgia.
Yeah, I kind of just like the idea of getting $20 of just squid. No chips, no salad, just a cone packed full of squid meat.
Just get the squid. Well, look, I'm sure there's more than just food that you would drive across the country for. Daniel from Barmara, tell us, what would you cross the country for?
Oh, it's got to be love. Things we do for love.
Oh, that's really sweet. Have you done this before?
A long, long time ago. I went from Melbourne to Brisbane. And we've been chatting to a person online for a while and we built up a friendship which turned into what we thought was a relationship and been together ever since.
And then moved back here. Beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. It was fun times and scary times because you just don't know if the person's going to be at the other end, you know, when you arrive there. But it was, and married and kids and everything now.
It's beautiful because even if it hadn't worked out, I guess you've got to take that chance and just do it. But I love that it's worked out for you. There's no better reason than love, is there?
Thanks for giving me a bit of hope.
Well, there's hope for everybody, including you.
Oh, well, yeah, that's really saying something. Yeah. Wowee.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure. Take care.